Okay, so 95% of the people in America probably hates high school. Okay, for some odd or strange reason. Maybe because they don't feel like getting up 6 o'clock in the morning and getting ready. Maybe it's because they don't like the schoolwork they have to do. Or maybe it's because they don't have that many friends that's at school. So really, is high school really relevant? Do we really need high school? Well, I guess we're going to talk about today. Hi guys, my name is Secret and we are back with Talks with Secret, guys. If you're new here, I'm glad that you stopped by. I hope that you really enjoyed the show. It's really like off the top of my mind. I'm just freelancing here, so I don't have anything wrote down. I just got a topic and I just talk about it, okay? And I think everything is best from the heart. Everything is best from the heart. And talk about what I know. Alright, so I hope y'all guys are here. I hope that y'all are here to join Team Secret. Team Secret? Welcome back. I'm glad that y'all keep coming back. I think I have maybe 2 new listeners. That's pretty well. That's pretty great. I'm glad that I do. But I'm glad that y'all came back. That really makes me happy. That really pumps me up to keep doing this every day. Like I said, even if it's just 8 people listening to this, I want to do this for y'all, okay? I want to do this for y'all. Like I said, I want to inspire people. If I can inspire 8 people, but that's 8 people that can become better in this world. I'm not saying that y'all wasn't great already, because I'm pretty sure y'all were. But y'all can become greater by learning this information and challenging your inner self. All right, so today we're going to talk about how relevant is high school. Is it relevant or is it irrelevant? And, you know, this is going to kind of be like an opinionated topic. I'm going to give you my opinion, you know, but I'm going to, you know, explain my opinions and why I think this way. So, yeah. Anyway, if you're new here, you can follow me on Instagram at @TalksWithSecret_instead_. All lowercase. You can add me on Snapchat at Benjamin13, or you can add me as a friend on Facebook at Benjamin Millen. And guys, let's get into the show. High school. Mostly, every kid is going to eventually go. Unless, sadly, you die at a young age or you just don't go to high school and you end up in jail for some strange reason. But most likely, kids are going to go to high school. And high school is just like a smaller part of life, but more controlled. It's more controlled. So the question that I asked was, do we believe or do you believe that high school is relevant or irrelevant? So I'm going to give you my opinion, and I'm going to give you the facts behind that and my reasoning behind that. But I think that high school is really irrelevant. I think that Not in the case of the stuff that they teach us, even though they leave out a whole lot of stuff that's also important, but I'm talking about, you know, the social life. I'm talking about the social life. I'm talking about the way, the rules of school, you know, the way they're trying to control our thoughts, the way they're trying to control what we say. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you have, it's almost like a prison, bro. School is like a prison. And it's almost a small, like, our country on a small level, you know. But, like, the popular kids, they're like the rich. The average kids, I guess you would call the normal kids, they're like, you know, they're like the middle class. And the outcasts, they're like the poor people. You know, the ones that live in poverty. And I'm not saying that, like, if you're poor, you're an outcast. I'm not saying that because I know poor people that are popular. But what I'm saying is, it's kind of like that, you know, based in school. You know, you got the popular kids that the teachers, they just, like, I don't know, like, just admire. And they just respect them better than anybody else. They can get their way no matter what. If they talk in class, they have their phones on in class, they just get a warning. If somebody that, you know, an outcast do that, they get in trouble for that. They get in trouble for that. And, you know, I think that the rules are not fair. I think teachers are quick to judge, and they're not gonna allow you to express your opinions. They don't do that. Most don't. Now, you have some teachers that do allow that, but to a certain extent. You know, you're supposed to be there to learn. Okay, but if you're trying to learn your way, they don't accept that. They don't love that. They don't like that. Like, and then most of the time this happened in math. Like, there's so many ways to find an answer to a math equation. And if you use a different one, different than theirs, then it's wrong. Which I find really, really stupid. I find it really, really stupid. I find it crazy. Because it lets you know that they want things to be done one way and one way only. A way that they can understand. Because if they don't understand it, then you're wrong. Which, they are wrong. You're not wrong. You're just finding a way to do things different. And being different is never bad. But always remember, it's a difference between being yourself and trying to be different. It's a big difference, okay? Because if you're trying to be different, you're also being fake, okay? So just be yourself at the end of the day. But, I mean, this popularity card, like, you get bullied because you don't have enough friends. You get bullied because you're not wearing the right clothes. You get bullied because of the music you listen to. You get bullied because you don't play no sport. You don't play any sports, or you're not that pretty according to society. You know, and it's not right. And sometimes we let that get caught up. They let that get caught up, like, really, like, and really most people don't care. Cause like, when I was in high school, I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care about being, you know, the coolest guy in there. Because after high school, none of that matters. Like, none of that really matters. If you think about it, it really doesn't matter. Because if you're popular in high school, when you get out and get a job, that's not going to help you get a job. It's not going to help you get a job. If you wear raggedy Adidas, I mean, that's not going to decide if you get a job or not. It's all about your skills, your smartness, and what you learn and what you think about the world. That's what matter, you know? And I don't know, it makes you feel like that matters at the moment. Like, you gotta have all these friends. Like you need to have as many friends as you can, but really you don't. You just only need real people. You need real people that's in your corner. You need positivity that's in your corner. So that's why I think that high school is irrelevant. Like I said, I feel like it's a prison. I feel like it's a prison. Your principal is the warden. The teachers are your prison guards, and we're the prisoners. They control our minds in a way. In a way, they try to control our minds. They try to make us realize that we need this. And if you don't have this, then you won't matter in society. If you're not smart, if you're, you know, they try to rank you based off your grades. If you have all A's, then you're a good kid. Okay? But if you have F, you're a bad kid, you're a bad student, that nobody should even take the time to work with you. You know, so you get judged by your grades, by your appearance at school, by how many friends that you have. Like, you don't get nominated for Who's Who or Prom Queen or anything like that. It's the same people every year. So what's the point of having votes when it's the same people every year that gets the same Who's Who for that grade? Or, no, the same Prom King or Prom Queen. It's the same thing every year. So, I mean, what's the point of just voting? There's no point of voting when it's the same people. So what I'm saying is it's a prison. They're trying to imprison our minds. They're trying to lock our minds up from expanding. It's so much history, but have you noticed that it's a lot of things that are important in history that the teachers or the school do not point out because they think that we should focus on this main thing because they're scared if we learn this, then what they teach us, we might somehow contradict that, which we don't have to do, which it's okay to do. We can contradict anything we want to because, like I said, it's a free country. But really, is it a free country? Not going to get into that. We'll make that another episode. But in school, it just, to me at least, I can't speak for anybody else. I can't speak for everybody else. But for me, it seemed like my mom was in prison, and once I figured that out, school became easier. And I realized how irrelevant it became, or what it is, how irrelevant it is. It's just a prison. is just a prison. More like a more luxury prison that you actually get to go home and you actually get to leave and stuff. And you have to go. Like, they like, why do people care if you get an education? Now, I mean, I care that people get an education because, I mean, it's really important. But if you choose not to go at a young age, you get in trouble. Okay? If you don't have your diploma, you can't get a certain job. Even if you have the skills, even if you're that great, you still can't go because they didn't have the time to implant something in your mind so you can be a safe bet. They want a safe bet. They want somebody who has something implanted in their mind. They want you to know that you can't create your own business. Think small. Always think small. They want you to know to always think small. You ever notice how if a student say, well, I'm going to go to the NBA, well, I'm going to own this big giant business and be a billionaire one day, they say, well, that's not likely to happen. That's probably not going to happen. So you're probably just going to be some worker in a factory, or you're probably just going to be somebody who goes to college and get a diploma, not a diploma, but a degree, and you get out of, once you get out of college into the real world, it takes you about a year or two to actually find a job, and then when you do find a job, you get paid minimum wage. But actually trying to find something where you can possibly become a millionaire, or where you can become wealthy, that's just far from impossible. That's far from possible. And that's what they implant in your mind. So that's why they have a lot of students just going to community college. Because they put you at this low. They put you at this low. That you should always work for people. That you should always work for people. If you notice, all the people that are successful, people always doubted them in their life. People always doubted them, what they did. But everybody that becomes personal favorites at school and whatever, yeah, they become successful. But they're still working for everybody else. They're not at their full potential because they always need somebody to idolize them, which that you don't have to have. That's why a lot of people who make it are usually outcasts, or people who don't have a lot of friends, or people who didn't, you know, do that good in school, or people who dropped out of school. There's a lot of people that dropped out of college or dropped out of high school that are millionaires today. So what I'm saying is that I believe that the only reason I think high school is irrelevant because I feel like it's trapping our minds. High school is narrow-minded. And it doesn't even have to be that. But high school is narrow-minded. So that's why I feel like high school is irrelevant. And for everybody who thinks that is relevant, I'll probably understand your argument. Because, I mean, yes, you learn a lot of stuff in high school. You do. It helps you, you know, helps you figure out our past, our history, how to do, you know, simple and basic math, you know, how to write a great letter for a resume for a job or something. It does, or science, what not to touch or what not to drink, or if something happened to you, what should you do to your body or how to take care of your body. You know, it has some good things. Not everything is just bad and not everything is just good, okay? But to me, I feel like high school has more bad than good. Alright guys, here's go that part of the show, the new part of the show, new special segment called Keeping Up With Secret. Yay! Alright guys, so last time we left off with a couple of questions that we had. We're going to finish that, but first, well, y'all got to keep up with me. Okay, so my week, it didn't consist of much. I got my permit. When really, I should have had my license. They screwed me over at the DMV. I mean, classic DMV, right? I mean, we already have to wait for like 3 hours just to get called up there at a window. And once we get called up there, they give me the wrong thing. And, I mean, I guess it's my fault too, because, I mean, I didn't notice it until like after a day later. I didn't notice it. So they screwed me over. So now, like in 2 or 3 days, I got to go and get that resolved, I guess. So yeah, let's see what else. Well, I had a pretty good week just overall. You know, I mean, I'm alive, right? You know, I feel, you know, generally great. You know, I really do. I'm, like I said, like I always say, I'm always at a good place. You know, I'm just at a good place mentally. You know, I'm here with my fam. You know, that's probably why in the show you probably heard something in the background. But that's my family. You know, I'm here with my beautiful young sister, Irish. Yeah. I'm here with my boy, my brother, Jordan. Also, y'all should go on YouTube and check out Just Jordan Gaming. I swear, probably one of the best 2K players ever. You gotta realize that. Probably one of the best 2K players ever. You really have to go check him out, man. If y'all are really into 2K, please just check him out. If y'all is not even in 2K, he's just a great person just to learn from, okay? So y'all go on YouTube, type in Just Jordan Gaming, okay? And look that up one more time. Type in Just Jordan Gaming, and y'all go check that out, okay? Like I said, I'm here with my like my best friend. He's not really my best friend. He's like my other brother, okay? His name is Keyshawn. Really cool guy. Really laid back guy. Then I'm here with my son. Really my best friend, though, but he's really my son, Jamal Macon. Really cool person. I love that guy. And then my sleepyhead cousin is back there. He's like my brother too. So, and his name is Quintavious Walken. He's have a YouTube too. It's called, I think it's called Two Shifty. I think it's called Two Shifty, something like that. But just type in Two Shifty with an X instead of F, and y'all check that out too. And his saying is, and remember, stay shifty, you dig. No, I love that saying. Even though I told him you should go with the original with, hang on, where was it, Jordan? What was it? It ain't fun without corn. Yeah. So that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Yeah, what was corn? What he said, it ain't fun without corn. Yeah. Yeah. I think he should go with that. Y'all think he should go with that? Please let me know. But I think he should go with that. So, yeah. But me, I think everything is going pretty good with me. I got a mixtape coming out. Like I said, I don't promote my music on here for that. Like I said, I'm here to inspire. But I got a mixtape coming out pretty soon. July 23rd. So, if y'all want to check that out, y'all can. If y'all don't have to, y'all don't have to. Okay? So, I guess let's get to the Q&A. Okay. So, let's see. Let's get back to the Q&A. Okay. Okay. And remember, these are questions that y'all can answer too. These are questions that I found on my own. But if y'all have any questions that y'all want to ask me, please feel free to DM me and ask me. I really want to do that. Okay, if I'm not mistaken, I think the last question I was on was... Okay, I think the last question I did is humanity headed in the wrong or right direction. That's the last question I was at. Okay, so next question. What's the difference between justice and revenge? When I think of revenge, I think that people do it out of hatefulness. And when you do it as revenge, you know, sometimes people get stuff they don't deserve. And you don't understand the situation. And with revenge, you're just going to hurt yourself. But justice is really like what somebody, like, they get what they deserve. You know, somebody really gets what they deserve. And it might sound wrong, but this is something they deserve. And revenge can be over dramatic a little bit sometimes. And it doesn't have to be that way. So, okay, next question. Why do people expect a universe full of randomness to be fair? Let me say that again. Why do people expect a universe full of randomness to be fair? Well, to me, like I said, everybody's different in some type of way. And nobody's the same. And I don't think that nobody should try to be the same. So, I mean, the universe is big, okay? The universe is big. So there is no telling what's out there. It could be another doppelganger of you. It could be flying monkeys. It could be a moving planet. I mean, who knows? I mean, who really knows? I mean, the possibilities are unlimited. Okay, they're unlimited. So, do I think it's fair? Yeah, it really is. Cause I mean, why would everything be the same? You don't want nothing that's always the same. You get tired of a TV show if it's the same. You get tired of a game if you keep doing the same thing over and over again. You're eventually going to get tired of it. It's not going to be no more excitement because you already know what to expect. So, randomness is really, really cool. Okay, all right. And remember, y'all can answer these questions for yourself too. Okay, and please send in Q&As. Please, I really need those. Okay, where is your life headed? Say that again. Where is your life headed? Okay. Well, for me, I feel like that my life is headed. I mean, I feel like we have a choice to decide where our life can go. More control than we think. Because everything we do, everything we say, every choice we make is our choice. Everything is a choice. You make your own choices. No matter what, even when you was first born, you make your own choice. It's not no, oh, my parents made me. They just gave you harsh consequences. That's it. They gave you harsh consequences. Well, if you don't go to school, well, you're going to get a butt whooping. They probably didn't say butt, but you're probably going to get a butt whooping. Or if you make bad grades, I'm going to take your phone. And at the end of the day, you could have made bad grades. But you understood the degree of the consequences. So that's kind of like the same thing with where your life where is your life headed? You control that more than you think. You control that. So I feel like that my life is headed to a great music career in a great life full of positivity surrounded around me. I do. So I hope that's the same for everybody else. All right, next question. Who are you really? And that's a lot of question. That's a question that a lot of people cannot answer. And I'm going to try to answer to the best of my ability. But I feel like that I'm Benjamin Millen, a.k.a. Secret, the greatest rapper ever. But all jokes aside, I feel like that I'm a rapper who's trying to spread positivity. But as a person, the same thing. I want to inspire people. I want to, I'm not going to say save humanity, but keep us on the right track. I want to keep us on the right track. I want to let everybody know that. I want to let everybody know that there's always a better way. There is. And we just have to find it. I want everybody to get educated in whatever they want to do. So I feel like that I'm a person who is, I don't know. I feel like I'm a person who wants to surround the world with positivity. Okay. All right. And like I said, remember, you can answer these questions. Okay. Please feel free to answer these questions. Hit me up in my Instagram and answer these questions. Okay. All right. Next question. Are humans better at creation or destruction? I say that again. Are humans better at creation or destruction? Creation. I feel like we create a lot of things. I feel like that we allow destruction because we get blinded by the fact how dangerous too much of something can be or become, and we start to use it like crazy and crazy and crazy and crazy, and we get blinded by the real reality of something. But because we live in a moment, we don't really care about that reality, so we tend to ignore it. And when we ignore it, it can become destructive. But I feel like we create a lot of things that are really helpful to humanity, to the world, to Earth. And we're constantly creating new and better things, new resources, new technology. So I feel like we're better at creation because I feel like destruction is getting less and less and less. All right. Next question. What makes people believe absurd conspiracy theories? Oh my gosh, when you cannot accept the reality of something. And not to say that some of these theories are pretty much, like, they're very, very accurate. Or possibly, you know, they make sense. Some theories make sense. But I feel like the people create conspiracy theories because it's hard for them to accept the reality of something. You know, it's hard for them to accept the reality of something. But who's to say that conspiracy theory is not wrong? What if it is right? What if the moon landing was fake? What if the CIA did kill JFK? I mean, a lot of things. It's a lot of things. What if Bush was behind 9/11? like, it's a lot of things. It's a whole lot of things. Whole lot of crazy things. It's a whole lot of things. Trust me. But overall, I think that people, I'm not saying that if you don't accept this reality that it's just wrong, but sometimes people find loopholes and they just can't accept the real thing unless it's proof. You know, I understand that. Okay. Next question. Hello. What is the most beneficial emotion? And how about the most destructive? So what's the most beneficial emotion and what's the most destructive, the most destructive emotion? To me, I think that is love. I think that is both love. Okay? And like I said, sorry if y'all hear something in the background. My family's over here. So y'all just kind of deal with that. Y'all got to deal with that. Okay? Yeah. But yeah, I think that the most beneficial and destructive emotion is love. I feel like that is love. I feel like that if you love something for the right reasons, then the righteousness of that reason will come out. The good will come out. But if you love something for the wrong reason, destruction will follow. If you love something for the wrong reasons, destruction will follow. Okay? So I think that love is the most beneficial emotion and the most destructive. It just depends on what and how you love. Really. So I think that love is the most beneficial emotion. Okay. And like I said, don't forget, I know I said it about 1,000 times, but you can answer these questions for yourself too. And please send me questions because I want you to keep up with me, okay? Okay. Do people have the right to be happy or should they have to earn it? Yes. I feel like that everybody has the right to be happy. I really do. Because why not? Why should people have to feel bad and have to earn to be happy? I don't think nobody has to earn to be happy. I feel like that everybody has the right to be happy. Now, how you get your happiness, that's totally up to you. You have to earn how you get your happiness. But I feel like that everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves to be happy. Everybody deserves to feel good. Because if you're happy, you're going to think more logical. Okay, you're gonna be more reasonable, more understanding if you're happy. And everything around you is not going to be clouded. Okay? And more people are going to want to be more around you. Okay? Like I said, once again, I'm sorry. My family's over here. Y'all just gonna deal with that, okay? But more people is gonna want to be around you, okay? So, I think that everybody did deserve to be happy. Yeah, I think it just make everything around us better. It would just make everything around us better. Okay? All right, next question. What's the most crucial thing for a healthy relationship? Communication and trust. Both. I think both of those are equal. Trust. You have to trust one another. You have to be honest with one another. You have to tell the person the truth all the time. How you feel about a certain situation. How you feel about them staying out late at night. How you feel about them working late at night. You should understand, because if not, a whole lot of tension is going to build. And it's going to turn out into something ugly. Okay, it's going to turn out into something ugly. Like the other night, like me and my family, we did this relationship, like this friendship building exercise, and it really worked, cause like I said, instead of building all this tension and letting everything come out at once, and letting everything turn into something ugly, I mean, I think it's best to be honest all the time and communicate and tell somebody how you really feel. Okay. Next question. Oh, this is a good one. Do you think the present is better than 50 years ago and why? I think that every day is going to get better and better and better for humanity overall. Okay? Because everybody is learning more. As one, we're learning so much more every day. We're finding out new information. We're finding new resources. We're coming up with new technology. I mean, we're meeting more people. we're going further and further and further into the universe. We're finding more answers about everything, about life. So I think that tomorrow is going to be better than today. And the day after that is going to be better than the day before that. Okay? So I think that the future is better than the present because of the things that we learned in our past. Okay? Alright. Three more questions, guys. Three more questions. Okay. Why does society place such a high value on beauty when it serves no functional purpose? I'm going to say that question one more time. Why does society place such a high value on beauty when it serves no functional purpose? Because everybody wants to be beautiful. Beauty makes us feel good. Let's be honest. Beauty makes us feel good. We buy clothes that makes us look good, which will make us feel good. If we think that that shirt will look ugly on us, we're not going to buy it. I mean, it's just simple. If we think that shoes are going to look ugly on our feet, we're not going to buy it. But it makes us feel good. And we want to be around people. Most people want to be around people that are beautiful. But I consider everybody's beautiful. I think that everybody is beautiful. I do. I think that everybody is beautiful. I really, really do. I don't date girls because of their looks. I date girls because of their personality, how they act, how they think. That's why I date girls. Because I made some type of connection with them. And I think that's how everybody should be. But beauty makes us feel good. And if somebody else is not considered beautiful, then they are shunned or scapegoated. Okay? So we place a high value on beauty in our society because we know how great it makes us feel, and we want nothing around us. We want everything around us to be beautiful. And if you're not beautiful, you can't be around us. But to let you know, that's not how I am, okay? That's not how I am. Because I think that everybody is beautiful. In that case, I think that everybody is beautiful. Everybody. Okay? Alright. Next question. What has been the lowest point of your life? You know, for me, you know, when I was getting bullied, you know, at school. And, you know, when I tried to commit suicide. You know, I'm not going to get deep into that. You know, but I think that was really low for me because I felt after my suicide attempt was unsuccessful, I realized that from here, from this, everything is going to become better. Okay, everything is going to become better. It has to. Everything is going to be better than this. So I looked on the positive side. I learned to look on the positive side of everything. And from there, it works. It worked. It worked for me. It worked. So that's what I have done. Okay, last question. And this probably not going to apply to everybody because everybody probably hasn't done this yet, but I'm pretty sure they eventually will. What is the biggest risk you ever taken? For me, not going to college. Like, you got to understand, all my life, I wanted to go to college. I talked about going to Oregon University. I wanted to go to college. And my last year of high school, like, everything wasn't working out for me. I couldn't get my ID because I didn't have this or whatever. I couldn't get my license because I didn't have my birth certificate or social security card. I couldn't get none of that. So I couldn't take my ACT over again. So I couldn't, you know, I really couldn't just apply to schools because I wasn't in my full potential. I didn't do the best that I can because I wasn't able to do what I can. And then I came to a conclusion like, maybe this is a sign telling me that I don't need college. And when I realized that I didn't need college, I took that chance. Like, 2 months before I graduated high school, I decided not to go to college. I did. I decided not to go to college. 2 months before I graduated high school, I decided not to go to college. And I felt like so far, it was a great decision. I feel like it was a great decision. I'm not going to get into that. Like I said, that's for a whole nother episode. But not going to college and doing it all for my music, I think that was the greatest thing. Alright guys, that's all the questions that I have. Now, if y'all have any questions, please hit me up. If y'all want to know anything more about me, please hit me up on, you know, my social media. Okay, let's go to the outro. Alright guys, and that is it for today's show. Remember to tune in every Tuesday between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern to catch the show, okay? And anytime after that, you can go listen. And remember to go back and listen to the other episodes. I mean, it's really, really great. If this episode was kind of a little annoying, I'm sorry. Like I said, I had my family over. And you know, I had to put something out every Tuesday. I have to. So, like I said, the sound in the background, y'all just gonna have to deal with. Just kind of focus on what I'm talking about, okay? So the sound in the background, the voices in the background, oh well, deal with that. You will live another life, okay? But if you're new here, guys, please join Team Secret, okay? I want all of us to connect, okay? I have on my Instagram, Talks with Secret Podcast _ instead of space, lowercase. On that I have this group chat, and if you want to join, please DM me, and I promise that you will be able to join. And you know, we can talk about whatever. Any question that you want to have, you can ask, and you will not be judged. I'm not gonna say it's not gonna be a debate. I mean, because I love debates. I feel like that we should debate. But at the end of the day, I want us to be able to understand each other, understand each other's reasonings. And I promise, I think that it'll make everything better around us. You got to understand that. So, please, y'all come and join Team Secret. It's really, 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 really important that y'all do, okay? And guys who already that joined Team Secret, thank y'all. Like, thank you for joining Team Secret. And standing here and constantly listening, coming to every episode and actually listen, okay? That's really important for me. Coming to every episode and actually listening to what I have to say. And like I said, please, y'all come more interactive, okay? Please. Don't be scared to ask me no questions. I'm always gonna give you an honest answer, but I would never disrespect you. I'll always respect your answer. And you will not be judged, okay? You will not be judged. At the end of the day, I want to get a better understanding with everything, okay? So guys, always remember, believe in yourself, be honest with yourself, and work hard on yourself. You do those three things, I don't promise a lot, but I promise you, if you do those three things, you will have an incredible life. I'm talking about, it will be way better than winning the lottery. Cause like I already said, we already won the lottery just by being here. We already won the lottery just by being here. Like 50 times over, we won the lottery. Okay, and I know I said I was gonna get the numbers on the odds of actually being born. I haven't got those numbers yet, but I'm gonna get them, guys. I've been really, really busy with you know, marketing the Instagram page and all that stuff. But I'm gonna get that. I promise. So hang on, we're gonna get them correct numbers. Okay, but once again, let me just give a shout out to Just Jordan Gaming. Please, y'all go and y'all check that out. I promise y'all would not be disappointed. And tell everybody that you know, okay, on YouTube, okay? And please, a new YouTube just came out too. It's very chilled and laid back. You gotta understand that. Like, if you're a really chill person, oh man, you gotta check out K Smooth TV. You just got to. No, okay. Yeah, and no, and then in the M, it's spelled with an X. Okay, so it's K Smooth TV, but the M is spelled with an X. Okay, and guys, y'all please go check both of those YouTubes out. Okay, I promise, you will not be disappointed. If you're disappointed, you can come back, cuss me out or whatever, and you can be mad at me. Okay. Or be mad at them because it's their video. Okay, but anyway, guys, thank y'all for listening. And remember, like I said, believe in yourself, be honest with yourself, and work hard on yourself, and you will have the best life ever. Okay, if you're new here, you can follow me on Instagram at Talks the Secret Podcast _ instead of space, all lowercase. You can add me on Snapchat at Bendrick13. If you don't know how to spell Bendrick, it's BENDRICK. Again, BENDRICK. Last time, BENDRICK. And you can add me as a friend on Facebook at Benjamin McMillan. You don't know how to spell McMillan, MCMILLIAN. Again, MCMILLIAN. Last time, MCMILLIAN. Okay? And I know that's like a broken record, but I want y'all guys to be able to do that. Because like I said, I'm here to inspire, okay? And if you help me help other people, then that means you're helping them too, okay? All right, guys. And that's it for today. And remember, tune in next Tuesday for the next episode between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern. And I promise, I won't disappoint. And y'all should know that. All right, Team Secret. Secret is out.